Iran's Red Crescent Society said today it is ready to receive people's donations for the victims of the earthquake. Joining us now from Geneva is Roy Probert, spokesman for the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Mr. Probert, what are your immediate concerns in the area of Iran hit by the earthquake? What do you have to do first?
Well, the immediate priority is to obviously locate those people still buried under the rubble, to locate survivors, get them out of the rubble, give them medical attention as soon as possible, and also to locate the dead bodies as well. Obviously, that you can't just leave dead bodies under the rubble, because that becomes a possible disease threat. In the hours and days to come, our concern is for those people who've been left without any kind of shelter. They're going to need things like tents and blankets, things to warm themselves, and medical attention as well.
At the moment now, what are the biggest difficulties that you face? Can you get enough people in there to do the job that's needed right now?
To be honest, the situation is still a little sketchy as to what the situation is. I know it's quite a congested area. There are kind of rescue workers and ambulances and such like trying to get into the area. One of the main problems has been, and this often happens in earthquakes, is the telecommunications and electricity supplies have been cut, and that obviously hampers efforts. We're still waiting to see exactly what is required of us on the international stage.
Is there any worry that the Iranian authorities might be reluctant to allow foreign humanitarian workers to come in?
I'm not aware of any reluctance. If they need our help, then we're certainly ready to help.
Thank you very much, Mr. Probert.
You're welcome.
Roy Probert is a spokesman for the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.